Voki allows you to create an animated avatar which is customizable and which will speak your words. Now, those words can be spoken into a microphone, so it can be your actual voice, or they can be typed into a text box, and a text-to-speech engine will then translate that into audio. Or you can upload a sound file if it's a pre-recorded piece of audio. So there's an awful lot of possibilities here for doing things in different ways. So it could be that you have students report back on an experiment they've been doing, or have them describe a particular geographical feature and what's so significant about it, or talk about a work of art. Or clearly, there are plenty of opportunities for languages teachers here. So you can either provide the voice itself and introduce a particular topic or ask a few questions or whatever it is you would do in the second language, and then the students can get that information. Why not do it live, you say? Well, of course, you can do if you happen to be there, but if it's something that you want to provide as a homework activity or remotely that students access in their own time and from their own computers, then Voki is a different way of doing that. You can, of course, just provide a plain audio file, but Voki adds a little spice. The characters are interesting. It's something that the kids find fun, and they're more likely to latch on to what you're trying to do if you add that little bit of extra fun, I guess. So you only get 60 seconds worth of recording. I'll talk about the customization features in Voki in a Voki character, and you'll see that on the blog if you want to check that out. You don't need to create an account actually, so this is something the students could be doing. So you might be providing some stimulus material in another language, and then they can be recording their responses. So it offers lots of opportunities for them to be able to listen to each other speaking, to listen to the characters. You can hide behind the character in to a certain extent, rather than speaking into a webcam. It can be another character. It adds a layer of defense, if you will, for reticent students. And of course, you've always got the customization features, and that's something that they enjoy doing anyway. So it's more likely to engage them in the activity itself. All of that can be done in the free version, but if you need a few more features, like if you want a classroom and you want to be able to manage the students and what they're doing and what activities they're involved with and set them up with accounts and that kind of thing, there's a paid for version, and it's very reasonable. It's not expensive at all, and it's certainly something worth considering if you feel you need a little bit more control.